What's up, everybody? Hey, it is Scott Waite. It's the Great Waite Podcast coming to you guys live. Well, it won't be live when you guys listen to this, of course, but Wednesday morning, I'm hanging out with two of my favorite people in the entire world. They happen to be my dogs, Magnum and Sasha. They're always here cheering me on while I do my podcast here. So again, want to shout out to our latest podcast to join the podcast ranks with me, where you can listen to me, and that's on Overcast Podcast. So again, I am on now Apple, Spotify, Anchor, of course, where I do this primarily. You've got Radio Public, Stitcher. I'm hoping, and then plenty more. So anywhere you can find a podcast, you're gonna find me. I want to welcome them, welcome you guys, and we're going to get right into this. So let's do it. All right, guys. So that's some great news, man. My podcast is taking off. We're up to 70 listens so far as of this recording, and 10 listens per podcast, which is I mean, it's not a lot, you know, obviously. I know there's people that are getting millions of listens and, you know, thousands of hours for their podcast, and those guys are awesome. You know, you can toot your own horn later on your own podcast. But for me, just getting started, man, I've only been doing this. This is a little over a couple weeks into this, and I'm, you know, gaining some traction. I appreciate everyone who's been listening. It means the world to me. I just want to say thank you so much for that, and it's pretty cool, though. I'm learning a lot of things about these podcasts. It's kind of interesting. I feel it's like my comedy. You know, it's hit or miss. You know, there's some times where I feel like I'm funny, and there's times where I feel like I'm just rambling, talking to myself. So I want to thank you guys. The cool thing, though, right now, this is going to be the 8th podcast that I have done. So we're going to call this the Great Waite 8 Cast. And that's all right. I want to work on the title. It's going to get better. But so I'm firing up the computer, guys. We are going to do a little bit what we call the news of the day. Like I told you guys, I'd like to go on to LinkedIn, read kind of what's happening there. I'll go to Hollywood Reporter, read a little bit what's going on over there. So we're going to kind of read the news of the day here in a moment, and I'll go over those with you guys in a little bit greater detail. Looks like Apple is losing its top retail boss, Reddit eyes an epic funding round, and more top news. So we're going to get to that here in just a few moments. So thank you guys so much, and we'll get to it here in just a moment. All right, guys, we're going to get into the news here. So according to LinkedIn, it looks like one of Apple's highest paid executives are leaving after 5 years at the tech giant. It looks like Angela Onrentz, I don't know, I'm probably going to mispronounce her name there. She was previously at the helm of Burberry, where she was the top paid CEO in the UK. Now, saying that she has not announced where she's heading next, but she was hired to strengthen Apple's presence in China. And Apple's also announced earlier this year that it would not meet its holiday sales numbers due to the slowdown in the country's economy. So it looks like Apple's having a rough patch here. But again, they're a trillion-dollar company, so, I mean, now what's really a rough patch for them? They lose a couple billion? Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess they'll have to put, I guess they won't be making iPhone 11 delayed. I guess I'll be delayed for a few months, which may not be bad for any of us. The second news I'm looking at, it looks like Reddit looks set for a mammoth round of fundraising, according to TechCrunch. So it looks like a Series D round led by Chinese tech firm Tencent is expected to raise between 150 and 300 million, which could see the so-called quote-unquote front page of the internet valued at as much as 3 billion, according to multiple sources. A growing number of people looking for niche content is contributing to the popularity of the website. It looks like it attracts 330 million monthly active users, according to TechCrunch. I'm not a big Reddit guy. I know a lot of people love it. another sub. I think there's things called subreddits where it's like a slash and then it's like a different topics. I know Jordan Peele recently just released a trailer for Us through their Reddit page on the Monkey Paw Production. So I know people use it. I know it can be a force for good. I know people find a lot of good information on there. But Reddit, it's one of those things, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's like Craigslist. You just kind of don't know what you're going to get. So I've shied away from it. Maybe I need to work my rounds on Reddit a little bit more. If anyone wants to give me some advice, leave me a voice message on here. We'll play those in the future. So now on to the next bit of news. I use T-Mobile, so this is going to relate to me a little bit more. T-Mobile says it will not increase its prices for 3 years if it gets the go-ahead to purchase Sprint for $26 billion, said CEO John Legere in a letter to the U.S. Federal Communications Commission earlier this week. Consumer advocates have raised concerns that the merger would hurt poorer wireless customers since Sprint and T-Mobile control a large share market of prepaid phone plans, says Reuters. The company may adjust rates for third-party fees and taxes, however, personally, I don't think it's a bad merger. I think T-Mobile and Sprint combining would be great. It's going to put Verizon and AT&T on their heels. I think it's going to be great for consumers. The only thing I don't like being that I'm with T-Mobile, and I am not a fan of Sprint. I'm sorry if I lose their sponsorship, or if they don't become fans of mine, I'm okay with that. Ever since I've done wireless, again, I've been in the wireless industry for years now, basically since almost the inception of the old Nokia phones with Snake that we thought were cool as kids in the early 2000s. I've sold phones. My brother Brian, him and his buddies started up Yakety Yak Wireless, which now I think they're franchised off across the country. So if you know of Yakety Yak, stop in. They will take care of you. That's a free sponsorship for them, for me. But yeah, Sprint, it's just because their service in outside of urban areas is crappy. I'm sorry, Sprint. I just don't like your service. I wasn't excited that T-Mobile was going to merge with you, but if we're taking Sprint's pricing with T-Mobile's coverage, I think that's a good thing. If they implement any Sprint, man, I might jump ship. I don't want to, but that could be the possibility. But we'll see. Hopefully, they do let that merger happen. It causes more competition. Again, keeps Verizon and AT&T on their toes. And maybe that'll give us a long way to 5G first with T-Mobile. So we'll have to wait and see. Again, this is the news, guys, with a little spin from me. I'm reading almost how it's here on LinkedIn. I'm reading on LinkedIn. So if you guys just want to go to LinkedIn and see the news, you guys can too. See it. With unfiltered, not with my little spin on it. Next little bit of news is only some 3% of Americans regularly buy their groceries online, compared to almost 15% in the UK and South Korea, according to CNBC. In a recent Bain & Co. survey, a quarter of shoppers said they tried an online grocery service in the past year, but only about 6% of those kept buying food online at least once per month. Convenience and pricing appear to be major hurdles for grocery services, yet online grocery orders expect to explode at some point, according to Bain & Co., as retailers such as Walmart and Amazon keep investing in it. Yeah, it does seem kind of weird. I always felt personally, shopping, even grocery shopping, it seems weird. I don't know. I'm old fashioned. Again, I'm a Gen X kid, so I don't get the appeal of ordering stuff online. I know I sound like an old guy.
Why are you buying stuff online when you could just go to the store and buy it in person, like a real person, and try it? Why are you doing these things? I don't know. I don't get these fancy technology people things. Technology stuff is crazy.
That's my old person voice. But I mean, I know the convenience isn't bad, obviously. They're sayings like, I don't need right away that, or things that I may not, I'm thinking I might need. If I push it off and buy it online, that gives me time to think about it. And return policy obviously aren't bad. So that may not be a bad thing. You know, maybe people like it for that convenience. Maybe I'll change my mind eventually myself, but I'm on the fence. And so the last bit of news here, according to LinkedIn, their headlines is that the career ladder at law firms looks lopsided when it comes to gender. So looking like, so women account for 87% of paralegals, but then they only make up 23% of law firm partners, according to LinkedIn Talent Insights. So their own insights on LinkedIn. Strong female candidates can face obstacles if hiring firms fixate on the power of their business contacts instead of a gender-neutral gauge at the work. Sorry, I'm doing this in the morning, so I apologize for the on there. At the work they do. New approaches may shake up the system, however. At Axiom Law, where 55% of lawyers are female, the associate partner hierarchy has vanished. And then we're on to the idea of the day. One of the best ways to achieve success is knowing when to say no, according to Dr. Travis Bradbury, who's an author. He says, when you learn to say no, you free yourself from unnecessary constraints and free up your time and energy for the important things in life. Which is true, because I think sometimes, as people, at least for me personally, it's hard to say no. You want to be a quote-unquote yes man. You want to say yes to everything. And I know there's that great movie with Jim Carrey where he got led into a lot of hijinks with Paul Rudd called Yes Man. But yeah, but I agree with that. Sometimes you need to just kind of, take time for yourself. Not always, you don't want to be too selfish, because that's where narcissism comes from, and everybody hits a narcissist. Nobody wants to be that guy, the narcissist dude. Like, look at me, I need all the attention. And I know you're thinking, Scott, aren't you kind of doing that right now with your podcast? And you shut your pie hole, people. I am not doing that. I'm spitting knowledge. Just kidding. But, saying no, though, is really important. I do think that is an important attribute. So if you can balance it out, again, it's all about balance. You want to do the right thing, but you also want to do a little bit of everything. So, all right, so we're heading over to the Hollywood Reporter. Oh, so I'm going to read something that's caught my eye real quick. It says, Beto O'Rourke and Oprah both run for president. So it looks like Oprah is in the news. Looks like they may be running for president. Both Oprah Winfrey and this Beto. So Beto O'Rourke, if you don't know, that was the guy who almost beat Ted Cruz for the Senate as a senator in Texas. Because he nearly lost to him. And people like him because he's a Democrat, he's from Texas, so he has that Texas attitude with a little bit of the Democrats' love for whatever they love, And then Oprah, of course, has been flirting with the idea of running for president. I'm thinking, personally, I know it sounds crazy, but if they teamed up, that could be a dynamic duo, man. I think, and personally, I would just love to be, if they did join forces, I would love to be at those rallies, because Oprah's going to be like, everybody look under your chair, you get a district, everybody gets their own district. Senators, whoop, whoop. You get to be a senator. You'll be a senator. I can just imagine. Plus, truthfully, I know that's called the big inside joke with Oprah. Even she's kind of had fun with that, that last bit. I know, and that comes from Dane Cook, a bit he did on one of his specials. So I can't take credit for the joke or take credit for Oprah, of course. Obviously, I did not do that. But I think it's pretty crazy, though. Plus, let's be honest. If Oprah did become president, how cool would the favorite things, those wish lists, be? And if she was president, would she give us those gifts that she, her favorite things that she used to give away to everybody on her show? Because I'm not gonna lie, man. If that was in the promises, if she's like, I will give you guys, every American citizen would get my favorite things, I would be on board. She may be the first Democrat I would ever vote for, actually. Sorry, guys. So anyways, I'm just kind of reading it. And basically, after Winfrey pushed over after reveal whether or not he actually plans to run in 2020, the Texas politics turned the tips on the mogul, asking her the same question. So we'll read a little bit of this article. I'm kind of peruse it. If you guys want to read it, it's on the Hollywood Reporter. I like going there for that kind of like my entertainment news. That's my place I go to. LinkedIn kind of gives me more of my general news. And sometimes Yahoo, I go to there too. Only because, again, I'm not a Fox News guy. I'm not CNBC. I kind of hear from both sides. So it looks like he told Oprah Winfrey that he's thinking about running for president and will make the decision for the end of February. Now, I've been thinking about running for president. At the Places Theater in New York City, at a theme of Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. Winfrey seemed intent on getting a definitive announcement, but O'Rourke is still trying to figure out if he could be that person to unite a deeply divided country. O'Rourke said the decision to run for president will ultimately be a joint one between him and his wife Amy and their three children. I think reconnecting with one another, remembering who we are, why we do what we do, making sure that whatever we do next, we do in the strongest possible position as a family is the most important thing we can do, O'Rourke told Winfrey. Amy and I have talked about what are we going to be thinking about on our deathbeds when we're looking back at our lives. Will I be thinking about whether or not I run for president when I have the opportunity? Or will the first thought be my kids, whether we were there for them and help them to become good human beings on this planet? That's the formula. After Winfrey called on O'Rourke's wife in the audience, where's Amy? O'Rourke flipped the presidency question on Winfrey, who's faced speculation about a possible run since her moving speech accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the 2018 Golden Globes. Many questions you have been asking me, people would like to know the answer from you, he said. Winfrey said before that while the idea of running is interesting, God hasn't called on her to do so. I do firmly believe it's something you've got to feel inside of yourself, and you've got to come to it knowing inside yourself. You got to hear that and feel that for yourself, she said, she told O'Rourke, not what everybody else says. The two also discussed how O'Rourke got over his Senate campaign loss and where he stands on immigration and gun control. You seem like you're getting ready to run, Winfrey said before concluding the interview. In addition to O'Rourke, the tape and Tuesday special spun out from Oprah Winfrey Network daytime show Super Soul Sunday and the Super Soul Conversations podcast featured one-on-one conversations with Bradley Cooper, Michael B. Jordan, Melinda Gates, and Lisa Borders about the impact they've made in their respective fields. Cooper took the stage after O'Rourke expressed his support for the Texas politician. I hope he runs, he said. We need inspiration. So it looks like this is going to air February 16th at 8 on Oprah's network. And, so a few other things again. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, that would be a pretty cool ticket, I guess. So, and then there's another one. If you guys want to read about it, I'm going to read it here in a moment myself personally. It's about the what Disney plans to do now that they have taken over 21st Century Fox. Because, again, as you guys heard, Disney's now merged with a lot of Fox's assets. They took it over the studio there, which everybody is excited about because now the Marvel and X-Men can finally unite, which will be pretty cool, but we'll see what happens. So, see you guys soon. All right, guys, so that is the Great Wait podcast for Wednesday, February 6th. Again, I'm going to try to do this every other day. I was doing them daily for a little bit. I think I want to do these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I may do them, you know, a little bit more in between if I feel like it. But right now, I think that's the best way to go. Reading a little bit about this Disney-Fox merger is pretty incredible. I'll have some more thoughts about it here. Maybe on Friday, maybe in the upcoming days. It'd be pretty interesting from what I'm reading. So, again, thank you so much for listening to the Great Wait podcast, the 8th episode. Whoop, whoop. So, again, feel free to check out the other episodes on your favorite streaming services where you can listen to any podcast. Again, I'm available on just about any podcast. And also, head over to our Facebook page, become a fan. I like the page. It is Great Wait podcast. Again, that is facebook.com/GR8W8PC. Not politically correct, just podcast, because that's what I am. And also, if you want to subscribe to the website of ours, that would be awesome too. And that is greatweightmedia.com. And that's GR8W8 MEDIA.com, or hey, follow us on the gram, man. We're at Great Weight Media, so GR8W8MEDIA. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I appreciate it. I know you can listen to other more inspiring podcasts. Yeah, you decided to listen to mine. It means the world to me. I will be over tonight. I did a show last night at Monkey Paw, which went pretty good for the singles of people that were there. They had a good time. I'm going to be over at the Boycott Bar tonight in Phoenix. Very famous bar down there. So come check me out tonight at 9 o'clock if you love comedy. I'll be running some material there, maybe some new jokes, maybe interacting with some people. So come support local comedy here in the Phoenix area. We'd love to meet you. Let me know which one of my episodes you like the best. And again, thank you so much for listening to the Great Weight Podcast. This is Scott Waite, wishing you a great day, and peace!